I have no understanding that she's running at the moment. I got no official word when I heard that. And Ocean, we have two candidates picked from convention. As you know, that the convention there was on the 4th of February, and we had nearly a full house there after the convention. They came two candidates forward, Thomas Walsh and Thomas Fox. Kieran McLaughlin was well beaten that night.
In your view, how would it impact the two candidates that have been selected to run already in Thomas Walsh and Thomas Fox? How would the addition of another candidate impact on their chances of securing seats?
It could spoil things, honestly, you know, that the four to be all split up, and he could end up with no candidate. That's the thing that could happen there very quick. You know, we had a strategy in place. I'm on a strategy committee now. And we recommended to Dublin that we won two candidates, you know, one north and one south, you know, and that was the recommendation. And it was agreed in headquarters, because they sent down a directive on the night of the convention that we picked two candidates, one from the north and one from the south. Actually, they drew up the road where the boundary was, so from Carra Road to Dumahir, and I didn't even know the number of the road until I saw it wrote down to two.
And as far as you're concerned, you have had no directives or no correspondence from party headquarters to let you know, in your role as chairman of Fine Gael in that municipal district, and indeed treasurer for the county as well, that an additional candidate was going to be put onto the ticket?
No, and I checked this morning there with our secretary, Eddie McGurn, there, and he got no official word. And I rang the secretary the full district executive, Sligo Leitrim South and Eagle, Adrian Moffat, and he got no word about it. You know, he only heard it on the radio as well.